Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did Dirk ask your son to fly the drone near his mother?
No.
Take it into the bedroom now.
Yes.
This is an inside drone.
Steer it.
It's water resistant, so if it goes in the bathroom.
On the flip side, 2% of people claim they have never weighed themselves.
That's a lie.
Ever.
That's the ponies of the world.
I believe. Yeah, Pony, have you ever weighed yourself?
No, only when I go to the doctor's office.
See?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the
That's
point?
Awesome. Last night and the night before Oscar, I might have thought maybe if it was the Latin way of a little discipline, real little Pedro Moreno. But today, pretty good. On the way home, pretty good.
How was the party?
Pretty good.
Did you have some cake after China?
Lots of flour. Pretty good.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Want to do a little segue, Rob?
Sure.
You turn that down and I'll turn this up.
Okay, go ahead. I'm fading.
Let's see how that sounds. Hold on. Let me do this again.
Uh-huh.
Let me do this. You know, note to self. Come into the studio earlier and figure out what's going to go on. Uh-huh. Now we're going to do the studio. We're going to do it again. I'm going to do it again.
All right, we're back at full volume now. Fading.
All right. Here we go.
Oh.
Nice.
Beautiful, beautiful, no other name. I knew from the moment you came. I see in your eyes the dawn of a day when nothing will ever be the same. Feel my heart beating through my chest.
This is a beautiful
song.
Does
that sound bad, Rob? You're looking all around spazzy. What's going
on? No, I'm just trying to
tell you
the truth.
He's
not used to other people playing music, Mike. This is his territory.
Normalizing the level again.
This is also contemporary music, so hey, we'll take it. Is this Jesus Rock?
This is Happy Birthday by John Legend.
Oh, okay. Wow.
This is a Certainly Happy Birthday Jesus. Song. Sending this out to my son, who is 8 years
Woo!
Old today.
Woo! 8 is great.
And I would like to say happy birthday to him. And we were playing that. He loved it when I played this for him in the car. So
oh, that's cool.
But it sounds crappy on that thing.
Yeah, where's the happy birthday? Is the hook coming?
I think it's
I'd like to hear it now.
Let me see if it gets to the happy birthday.
Here we go.
It just sounds off.
Happy birthday.
There it is.
All right,
very
good.
A love song, not something you send to your child, right?
It's very sweet, very sweet. Hey, everybody, from Rancho Mirage, California, Ellsworth, Maine. Hey. College Park, Georgia, Cape Town, South Africa, Gillette, Wyoming, and Tijuana. Mexico. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Welcome everybody. Well, the shoe is on the other foot today. Let me show you my watch here. This is the one I'm wearing. I should be wearing one of my movement watches.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing a watch that really illuminates at night. It's called a Trazer.
Yes.
And my watch says right now, 10 minutes after 3 p.m. What is the actual time?
It is 3:19.
Eastern, 9 minutes.
3:19
Eastern Standard Time.
I will be throwing that watch away today. That's
I always
changed
said,
the battery.
When you buy a swatch, you know, you can only let it last for a good season.
I think
the battery runs out.
Well, he should get a new battery and maybe a nice band from Spidel.
I have all the fixins for watch repair, so I know how. I do not have to take my watch anywhere to change the battery. I can do that on my own.
Do you got the little screwdriver?
Also,
I've got little screwdrivers out the balls.
Mike,
Rob Spiewak,
wow. Your delay of game gave us so much time and opportunity to connect, commiserate.
Yes.
It was nice.
Is that why I heard total silence as I opened up the connection and I heard
you opened
you
up the connection around
speaking.
Like 3:12. For the first 10 minutes, we had Reed Galen here at our door.
Is Reed in town?
He's
in
had
town.
He had to go. I was going to invite him on, and literally he had to go to the airport. I guess Mike O'Mara's late again. And then he's like, well, I got to go, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm out.
So I would have had like a 5-minute chat with the one of the founders of the Lincoln
yes.
Project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rob had a great moment, by the way, with him.
It was amazing. That. It was amazing. He was so excited to be here.
Rob Spiewak.
And he came up, he says, This has been like 30 years.
He's so kind.
And it was that's so, awesome. it was warming up my heart.
Isn't that sweet? That's
so
sweet.
Speaking, Reed is here. I don't know if it's related, but speaking yes. of politics and podcasting, mm-hmm. and I really think this is exciting news that I got just before we signed on here. Oscar, share with everybody some new developments with Podville Media, yes. which is one of our, really our partner in crime here. Mm-hmm. Yes, our parent company. Absolutely.
So Mike, I don't tell you most like breaking news because
of the minutia.
You've got a
you tell me when it happens.
Mouth.
You tell me when it. When you yes. tell me like you did with the George and Barbara Bush. Well, yes. you bragged about that before it went down, but no, I think it was pretty close to.
No,
when it was
a right
deal.
Before it happened. Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
you
oh,
think yeah, for some reason I'm going to get on this vehicle
and
just
it.
Destroy the whole.
You're
going
to ruin yeah. it. Mm-hmm.
Thank
yes,
you for the faith.
No, but you know this.
I know.
I can't tell you something without you. I've actually.
A secret, is a secret is a burden.
And said, Mike, we can't talk about this.
Right.
And then you said you did the wrong thing. You said you can't. Now I got to talk about it. You'll do it right away.
But I also have honored confidences with both of you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, when I showed you that mole on my thigh, that's different.
Yeah, but I have done it. I mean, when it, I think,
you've
Rob.
You've never showed me this mole.
Well, I thought it was an STD, but it was actually
Rob,
a mole.
Rob, wouldn't you say over the
Tony,
years.
Oh, you remember.
If either one of you say, listen, you can't say anything.
100%. 100%.
I honor it.
Yes.
Right? Well, yeah. And then if there's something where it isn't absolutely etched in stone
yes.
and I think I can get away with it, yeah, then I'll mess
and
with it.
And what you'll do, you'll sometimes sort of tease it a little bit
yeah.
and test the waters and
it
before
depends.
You reveal. Yeah.
But why take
case
that
by
risk?
Case by case.
When you can select.
So this is a big
settle.
Deal. This
yeah,
is
I
a big deal for a
happens.
Podcast company based in our nation's
yeah,
capital.
Only one White House, Mike. There's only one
this
White
is,
House.
Tell me, I just heard White House. What the hell is going on? Please tell me.
So, 2 months ago, I get a call from an establishment called the White House Historical Association. And, you know, it's impressive when you get that call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You respect history.
They come and they tour. They have other bidders nationally that are working on bringing their production to their studios.
They gave a hard no to Nickelodeon.
This is why you can't be allowed at the adult table. This is why.
This is why
I don't introduce you to people. No, they except for Reed because he really that was sweet.
Why don't
that
you
was a
t-
nice connection.
Tell your story?
Right now in our main studio, super excited. We have a wonderful.
We're not in the main studio.
No.
No, we are at the...
This is a custom TMOS studio.
This is the Mike O'Mara
yes,
studio. Yes,
yes, yes. All right. Okay. You know, Mike, you like having right. your own things. I told them, I said, if we bring the show here, he's going to want his own studio.
Yeah, remember,
That's not true.
In his permanent file, his permanent file says, does not play well.
I don't care if you guys do it from a dumpster.
Does not play well with others.
The only instructions I have for Podville Media,
yes.
ladies and gentlemen, is before I say goodnight, Irene,
yes.
peel me off a little something. That's what I dream about. That's
it all
what
depends
peel,
when you ask for that. It's all depends
peel,
when you ask
peel.
For that.
Yeah.
So
ain't coming anytime soon,
no,
Oscar. No need to worry.
No. God bless.
Right, exactly.
And it is day to day.
So over the past 2 weeks, we have been building a set in our studio 4A. And it's not a replica of the White House, but it's just a completely different feel with just history built in it. And it will debut here in the next couple of weeks. But to have the president of the White House Historical Association and two historians come in and talk about a new publication that's coming out that is just beautiful and talks about the First Lady, Jacqueline Kennedy, and what she did to transform the White House into the museum and history that it is today. It felt great. It felt something special.
This is a podcast about The White House.
The White House.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about the White House.
Yes.
And a building that a lot is known about it. A lot of books have been written about mm-hmm. it. You hear about it. I would say in modern history, you're probably right, that Jackie Kennedy Onassis was the very first person to really spotlight that place and start putting things
you
in there.
You watched it live on television, right? All three networks.
I remember. There was an impressionist back in the day, a gentleman by the name of Vaughn Meader, who recorded an album. It was he made his hay on doing an impression of John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, unfortunately, his career flamed out shortly after the Kennedy assassination.
I think he actually suffered some mental issues based
on that. Issues with the guy. And he did a thing on Jackie Kennedy, who did the very first television tour of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
She really opened it up and she made it a special place for the very first time. And, you know, other than that, you know, it had had upgrades and changes over the years, but this is cool. So this podcast will be the history, primarily
Correct.
Feature the history of
Correct.
The White
and
House.
They've done a beautiful job. It's called 1600 Sessions. If you want to,
oh, cool.
If you would like to subscribe now, it's out there. It's been there. This is their 59th episode. They are bringing it from Decatur House, an in-house production, into a studio production. There are opportunities in the future where we'll be filming at the White House or Blair House. But overall, this new series with us involved, Podville Media, has just started today, which is an exciting day. And then, you know, Reed
Good
Galen's here as well. And
Good.
We're all working hard. And Pony's here. And it was his birthday this past weekend. It's little Michael's birthday. It's just a big Monday.
It is a huge Monday.
Big Monday.
Oh, that's why we always forget Pony's birthday, because it's my son's birthday now.
Big shadow. It's
true.
Big shadow.
It's true.
Giant yes. shadow.
I went all out. When I came in today, I said, Pony, how was your birthday?
It was great.
I texted him.
I think he hasn't opened a gift from Rob Spiewak, my son, down here for 8th. And we had the festivities over the weekend.
They should have arrived yesterday, I think.
Who had the first time in over a year with COVID without getting sick with masks and everything? Who had this guy getting his first cold?
His very first cold.
No, sorry. That's
which I think really maybe because I'm vaccinated, maybe it's not a cold. Maybe it's COVID.
No,
I'm just having mild symptoms. You know, I think like that because I think glass half empty on a lot of things when it comes to my
Mike,
health.
It's just
what
it
about.
Is a common cold, but it is the Delta variant of a cold.
Remember,
it's
you the didn't Delta feel variant anything when you got the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to blame the crumb crunchers.
Of course.
But Carla informs me that we took a little nappy poo prior to the party starting at 2 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. And I woke up because I think I went out on the couch. And when I go out on the couch, my mouth hangs open. And I woke up with a little sore throaty. And then I've had this kind of cold thing going on. And I don't know how to handle it because I haven't had a cold in well over a year.
Well, Mike, so, err on the side of look. So if it's not, I don't think it's Delta.
No.
It could be Alpha.
No more Delta.
One of the kids,
but not Delta.
One of the kids said he had a sore throat.
Did he say that during the party?
He said that during the party, he peeled off, was sitting on his own, and you know, as soon as he said that, there was another couple down the street, friends of mine.
Did they
leave? My friend John and his wife were here. They're my age, roughly, and you know, they both we all called one. Oh, great! You know, even though we're all vaxxed,
right?
We're like, oh, great! Send that kid, the kid with the sore throat.
Well, you don't want
to
get
to the
sick.
Party.
I mean,
I got totally paranoid about it, and they were paranoid about it.
I would have scurried into like the den and said, "Hey, no kids zone." Well, no kids out.
I wake up. I'll get right to it.
Okay.
I wake up at the crack of dawn, and my job is to do really whatever I'm told. But primarily, my job is to take my son to piano downtown where he has his piano lesson. Then I'm going to take him out to breakfast. And in the meantime, I have to prepare the backyard for the Nerf War.
Now,
which
this
is what these
Saturday or
have.
Sunday? I forget.
Saturday,
okay.
No one has a party on Sunday except for the Spiewak.
That's right.
Yeah, that's funny. That's
and you wonder why we
got?
Don't talk.
That's right. Happy Monday. Do you have a long weekend?
Well, no.
Yeah, you know, it's just that's right. All right, anyway.
You know what I like to do on a Sunday party? You know?
What's
is stand up and show them your outfit.
Oh, no.
Stand up.
No, no.
Stand up.
No,
I wasn't going
to. No.
Oh, now I have to see it. Now I have to see it.
I like to dress like a fancy lad when I go to a party on a Sunday.
Don't be a jerk. What?
Oh, my daughter. Hold on. My daughter's calling me. Hold
There's
on.
There's probably a spot where I can show it.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me see.
Just Catherine? Don't give it away. They got to pay for
Catherine,
it.
Catherine, it's me, your father. I'm taping the podcast, right? We tape at 3 in the afternoon. I probably should have told you that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
Can I call you back right after the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Call me.
That's Stop my it. Old that's my oldest. So anywho, we don't make contact easily, so I wanted to make sure I took that. So I prepare the backyard and Carla has done most of the POs, the purchase orders. She's got inflatable obstacles. Get the hell off of my obstacle. Get the hell off of my obstacle. They're Nerf obstacles.
Okay.
And they are, as a credit to this company, Hasbro, making the Nerf guns, they are also making these inflatable obstacles that are turbo easy to inflate with my handy little electric inflator thing that I have.
Now, you're like almost setting up like a paintball course in your yard.
Exactly. And here's how it works. You inflate at the bottom, you pour water into the bladder that exists at the bottom of the obstacle, and then you inflate it with air, and it stabilizes it. And I put out, I think, nine or ten of these obstacles.
Ten, including
a fake sandbag, like sniper nest, which is exclusively for my son so he can shoot all his buddies with the Nerf gun.
Okay.
Right? And so I just said right. Just like we had the verbal correct, right?
Right? No,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure,
that
Mike.
That was
right.
Your first one.
Sure. That was my first one, but I did it, and you know, maybe because I'm a little under the weather today. So I set this up, and we're going to have a pizza party. We're going to have some cake. We're going to have the Nerf war, we're going to have a pool party.
Nice.
That's going to be that's good, and all the fun is going to start at 2 p.m. and then at 5 p.m. So long. See you. Wouldn't want to be.
That's a pretty packed 3 hours. You're going to keep them busy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we ended up getting about seven or eight crumb crunchers in addition to my son. About nine, ten kids total was what we had. And so the kids all arrive. Some of the parents arrive. There's a father with another older dad who I hit it off with. This guy was, you know, avid golfer, play hockey, nice man.
A possible friend.
It sounds like
possible
a
possible pal.
Sounds like an imaginary friend.
Yes.
A possible pal. Yeah. A possible pal.
White guy.
Possible pal. what are you playing?
I'm not playing anything. Are you playing something?
What the hell is that? What the hell am I playing?
Is that John Legend again?
I think it's John.
God damn it.
Not a white guy.
All right, hold on. Wait, I don't know what's going on. I can't control. Stop it!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Chrissy Teigen!
So let me explain about Apple Music, okay?
Yes.
Apple Music hides in your computer.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yes.
It's the worst because you got to hit pause, not just on the album cover, but also in the player. And
I literally cannot find it.
Is it in iTunes?
Find it.
Open
the iTunes, the same crap, Rob. It hides. It's
just
invisible.
Go to Force Quit. Hit the Apple top left-hand corner and then go Force Quit and then Apple iTunes Force Quit. Boom, bam, you're done.
Sounds very drastic, though, doesn't it?
I like to Force Quit a lot of things in my life. Can't do them right now, though.
Force Quit.
Let me tell you.
It doesn't have Apple iTunes Force Quit.
What does it have? What options do you have for Force Quit?
I don't know what's going on. I came in late today. My watch isn't working.
The computer's not working. You're under the weather.
Yes, I know.
I did the show prep at crack of dawn this morning. All right.
Let's hear it.
Of course it is. Of course it's still there.
Oh, did you play it? Did you play it off YouTube?
No, I don't play stuff off of YouTube. I play it off of my stuff.
Okay.
All I'm trying to do is find on my computer on the toolbar. I'm trying to find iTunes.
I believe if you double tap your mouse pad, all the open windows will reveal themselves, and you should be able to spot it that way.
Stop, Oscar. I'm trying to get the instructions here.
I thought we were smoking.
What do you want me to do?
If you double tap on your mouse pad, it should reveal on the computer, on your trackpad.
Well, if you double tap on a mouse pad, that is attached to an arrow that is going to that is going to click on. I have a laptop. Oh. I have a laptop.
Okay. I'm going to stop talking.
If you have two fingers, you know your little trackpad at the base of your laptop.
Yes.
Tap it twice with two fingers. It should reveal every window that you have open.
Nope.
Just to give it a bump up with two fingers.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do that.
Hmm.
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying.
All right.
I'm really trying. And it's also, hold on. It's not allowing me to do anything. I'm really sorry. I apologize to our listeners, but this is real time right now, and I'm trying to figure
real
it
time
out.
Crime.
Have you ever used the double tap to reveal all the windows?
I don't like the double tap.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Did that in college enough times, knew that, had regrets.
The old.
That's Rob, the I don't know what you're owl. Talking about with double tap.
W-
Where? In the toolbar? When?
No, no.
Let me explain myself. Hold on.
Okay.
Because I'm so frustrated right now, I am going to ruin the show for this. When you have a trackpad. At
right.
the bottom of a laptop.
Right.
That is attached to an arrow.
Yes.
So when you say double tap,
but this
I'm
is,
tapping
this
that.
This is separate from the arrow. If you use two fingers and you tap on the mouse pad, yeah, like that, bup, it should reveal all the windows that are open. It does on my Mac.
It does not on mine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to have that setting in place.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see if it's still
I didn't want to say it.
There it is. Yeah,
there
cranking
is.
Along.
Killing.
Hidden
He's
in my
killing.
Computer.
Killing
all right.
it.
Here we go. We're going to turn the computer off, and we're going to turn it back on again.
Hard reset.
Man, I love that.
There
yeah.
you go. All right. So anywho,
yes.
I don't know where I was.
We're
I
back,
literally
baby.
Lost my train
no,
of thought.
No, you have the three-hour
window. So I'm setting up the whole thing,
yeah. right.
and then I said, my kid, God love him, he does a lot of stuff. He's very structured. He likes to do different things. He doesn't care for piano lessons. What kid does?
Right.
What kid wants to go through and do that? So anyhow, oh, I found it. All right, cancel that. All right, very good. Now we're going to do that. And
can I talk?
I'm going
to
go.
Yeah, I don't. I think you're allowed to talk. You're not allowed to sing.
Oh, I can't sing.
No. Don't want
to
sing.
So 3 hours, 2 to 5, 3 hours. I don't remember.
180 minutes.
How long were kids' parties when I was? They felt like forever.
All day.
I figure it was a window.
3 hours?
And if people want to linger a little bit later, you know.
Like the
you
diehards can stay after.
But you're
five.
A you're of a very your people are very enthusiastic partiers.
Yeah, so, they're all also alcoholics.
So would you and I think probably there was less organization at a Zabaios.
Yeah, you
birthday.
Would say come over at 5, everybody show up at 7 and then they'd roll into 1 a.m.
But I thought well, don't you just meet at the park?
Oh no, I have had
Let me interject here cuz I'm back. Yes. I'm focused.
Oh,
okay.
Hi Mike.
Hi. I have to tell you this. We have the option of after the kid party portion is over that, you know, some parents might linger.
Sure.
And they did. And my mother-in-law made some wonderful margaritas and it was fine. What I'm talking about, though, is the kids portion of the party. So my job was to prepare the backyard, get things ready to go, take my kid out to breakfast. And then what I was going to do is beat feet and pick up some pizzas for the pizza party. What
you
I didn't anticipate.
What about some deliveries?
I felt like going to pick them up. They okay. don't deliver it this good. It was a difference between getting the crap pizza or getting the good pizza. And ultimately, I went and decided
That's
I'd
really
pop for the slightly better pizza.
And also,
even though the kids wouldn't care.
It adds a little more control to it. You know, you yeah. can determine the actual arrival time. You get thrown off with delivery. And you,
I didn't realize
tight
that.
Window there.
Okay.
You got to do it.
So right before we were going to leave and get the pizza, I was going to go leave and get the pizza. I set up the little Nerf war in the backyard. And about that time in Southwest Florida, the skies, I mean,
oh,
it's
no.
not. We say in Southwest Florida it rains angry. To say it rained angry is an understatement. It was just God urinated on the entire Southwest Florida quad.
That's bad.
It was the kind. There are two different kinds. You get your pop-up thunderstorms, and then you get your wall mm-hmm. of water mm-hmm. that is just everywhere you go. And you know, it's like, how's the party going? Well, the kids are playing in the backyard, and it was washed out. No backyard festivities. The little target of the zombie with the Nerf targets is unusable. The pool party, no, there's lightning. I think the kids we asked, at one point, somebody looked at radar and says, it looks like it might be a little hole. Yeah, go out and play. Nope, come back in. 1/6 of a mile away. There are lightning strikes. Get back 1/6 in.
1/6 of a mile, oddly specific.
Let me explain the type of domicile I have.
Right.
It is a wonderful place to have a get-together if you can do some stuff out of doors.
Okay.
If it's you an indoor-outdoor living area.
It's an indoor to a degree. If you have a indoor party, it's suddenly becomes quite dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. If you have an indoor party where there happens to be a large room in the house that is reliant on working from it, where I am,
right?
That's so we are, and we just don't have space, and so we're shoehorned in with the adults that were there, and the kids that were there, and the mother-in-law making margaritas in a blender, and the I really at one point in the back of my mind I said, if I brought out a decibel meter right now,
right,
to see what it would sound like. So it was a washout. It was a washout. But by that point, Michael came in. Opened some of his Nerf presents. They were all Nerf presents, except for the gift card from one of his friends that was, it's called, Oscar will know this, it's called V-Bucks for Fortnite.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. Exactly,
it's V-Bucks.
About. Yeah.
And it's a gift card.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that actually, my inability to figure out how to transfer the V-Bucks onto his Fortnite game went into Sunday. All right. I don't know what their goal is. With their ridiculous passwords for Fortnite.
They count on it, don't they?
It's like a cryptography.
Yeah, they count on that. They want to make it. They want you to give up because then they have the money, and then you don't have to get the crypto.
On my list
coding. I could be an expert in coding, and I would have.
In my list of things to do, and do not blurt it out, please, was because that's what Michael asked for, is credits for his game.
V-Bucks.
That was going to be my present, but I was just going to ask you for your... Michael's user handle, which is your user handle, so I could just go right to you. So you wouldn't have to put zero codes, no codes.
Yeah.
It was right to you.
Look, and when you say enter 25-digit code here, and you look on the back of your effing gift certificate, and it's got a 16-number code, that's how they get you. But I got it. I got them. You had to go to a different device. You had
you
to send
there,
it
there. Go there.
You have to interpret
it
and translate. But overall, he gave it a 9 out of 10.
That's good.
Which was spectacular. And hold on. Somebody texted me. Hold on a second.
How many margaritas did the mother-in-law give it?
5 out of 5. It
really?
Was 5 out of 5. And those margaritas with, I think it's, what are the tequilas? Is it 1800? Is that a good
Don
one?
Don Julio.
That is a good
Don
one.
Don Julio.
I believe
1800 is great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That just turned the party around for the grown-ups. And there were, I think 3 or 4 sets of parents that came by and hung out for a while. We had a spectacular day. And then, into the evening when the party was over and all the kids had left, I dealt with, the first night of a 2-night deal with Demon Child. Literal demon.
Oh no!
The classic example of doing too much and then just overtired and what was it? Let me give you some of the criticisms. I'll give you the first one is that Dad. All the other fathers know how to load the V-Bucks onto the Fortnite video console. Yeah, that felt good.
How many dads is he hanging around? That's crazy.
Who knows? But all those
double
dads. What are
schedule.
They? Computer programmers. Blah, 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 blah. And then last night, same thing. It's just like I don't want to go to the golf camp. It's like. Well, you're going. You know, it's my birthday. Well, you had your birthday party. We're going out after the show. And we'll have a little, come on. So,
I thought he liked his golf stuff. The piano I thought he disliked.
He likes it. It doesn't matter. It's fatigue.
Okay.
It's the schedule. It's the entire thing,
Mike,
is
it's also,
fatigue.
You're surrounded by F-sticks, and when they all get together, and they all empower each other about what their parents let them do or don't let them do.
You're right.
That's what happens.
You know what? It's the same thing when
hell.
You bring a kid home from a visit.
Yeah.
If Robert's like playing with friends, he comes home. Yeah. When he was littler, he would be an uber dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's just the way it goes when they're all together. Funny. Any group in packs. Any group.
My mom, like a cobra, would strike us as soon as we brought any of those habits home. And that would stop.
You know, there are. Last night and the night before Oscar, I might have thought, maybe if it was the Latin way of a little discipline, real little Pedro Moreno. A swift cocacho might have been in order.
Yeah.
But today, pretty good. On the way home,
pretty good. How was the party?
Pretty good.
Did you have some cake in vagina?
I had some lots of flour. Pretty good. We're good. Lots of batter and dough.
Oh my God.
Batter and
this
dough.
Batter and dough.
Yeah, so that's it. And then, you know, the official day is today, and that's why I played the John Legend song, because I wanted to
throughout
screw up the show.
Show. Yeah.
That's what I
throughout the show.
Throughout the
it
show.
May come back. So,
I like John Legend. I think he's wonderful.
I didn't
wonderful.
Know he had that happen. How did I not know? It's probably very popular.
Yeah, I imagine it gets
very,
a lot
very
of play.
Popular. Very popular. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Like
but anywho, that's it. So to everybody that, including our wonderful babysitter who showed up and
aww,
really was, and showed up
so
with military makeup on like the SEALs
aww
use when they're going on. Just spectacular. And she's had
that's
a very,
so
as
sweet
I mentioned
was
last
that
week, very tough time. So
the military
we
makeup
grateful
was a tribute to Robert or to a little Michael, or was she just worried about what she was going to encounter?
No, the military theme.
Was she,
you know,
was she
tanks,
dressed as a Sandinista?
Could be. Could be. But it's it was great. It was a very successful party. I'm very happy. And, you know, now we'll just wait till next year.
Oh, the ninth
I'd like to, seriously,
that's a good one.
I do okay. It was we got through it.
Yes.
I'm
that's
sorry
all
I looked
do
at
know
it like
parents,
that, but you got through it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Next
so
year,
happy
Chuck
birthday,
e.
Michael. That's wonderful.
A drop off party.
Definitely gonna try to do the neutral location. We'll be right back, everybody.
Maybe something else sucks around here.
People suck.
Now, I know I've done this before, but I want to try it again. A new idea to replace the mailbag.
People suck.
Has someone done something that just so gets under your skin that complaining to your partner or your children or anybody in your room or your close friends just isn't enough? Someone who's done something so egregious
and
it's such a violation of your social norms that you want to scream it.
Here's what we do, folks, is you email me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomaraShow.com. Make sure you write in the subject line.
People suck.
I love that. Speaking of people suck, did anybody catch the photographic evidence of the guy that was writing into People Suck about the guy with the burrito on the plane?
I saw the burrito.
Did you see the burrito?
Great. And you know what?
Hysterical.
I don't think we emphasized enough that the guy had the burrito under the seat in front of him before
he did.
I know, and he truly did.
Properly placed.
Had a great one last week, so keep them coming. We love that feature on the show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by WordTune. Imagine how much easier writing would be if you had a pro on call who could review drafts whenever you want. WordTune can do that digitally, and I've used it, and it works, and it's great. Don't waste time agonizing over the perfect sentence. With WordTune, you hit deadlines on time every time. WordTune provides options based on your original words so you can take your writing to the next level. I imagine somebody that's got a deadline coming up, and it's, say, midnight, and they're exhausted, and I just can't think straight anymore.
Right.
WordTune to the rescue.
You know what's
fantastic,
amazing? When you highlight the text, the little WordTune W pops up for you. So
yeah,
I mean, you don't
great
have to like search for it. It's
you
there
know,
to help
you
the whole time.
You know who couldn't write but can write now? Not Oscar.
Who's that?
Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien.
WordTune is the first AI-powered online writing tool that understands meaning, so you can feel confident that what you're writing is as smart as you are. WordTune uses WordTune, you should have used it, Rob.
Oh, no, Rob.
WordTune used the most advanced language.
Uses the most advanced language is what I meant.
What?
I meant to say uses.
I like it when you say it like you've just, you
no,
didn't
I meant,
make the
no
mistake.
No, I made a mistake.
When you correct me and you go, uses the most
it's
advanced
the
language.
It's the gaff of gaff.
It is a gaff.
That is my special moment on the show. That is all Rob Spiewak. When I will point out the error in his copy. Hold on. Mouth. Hold on, before you start, let me just say, I will point out the typo that you provided the show with,
right,
and then you will correct it yourself as though you've come up with the original correction. I'm aware that it's WordTune uses the most advanced language. That's why I pointed it out. So when you go, uses the most advanced language, you say,
this will
WordTune
not happen
would have
again
helped you.
It would
yes,
happen.
It will.
It would.
It will happen again and again and again, as it always does. But that's okay. Happy birthday to Michael.
And happy birthday, anyway. Pony, because he gets $20 now. Damn it.
That's wonderful. As we mentioned before, and we certainly spotlighted it, WordTune used the most advanced language processing technology available available. Nothing else can compete with WordTune, a total game changer. WordTune is ideal for detail-focused writers, managers seeking to drive their point home, or anyone whose writing could use a little tune-up. Words matter, and if you want to succeed with your writing, let WordTune be your guiding hand. WordTune works anywhere you're working online, Google Docs, Slack, Outlook Web, WhatsApp, and more. And our listeners can try WordTune for free at wordtune.com/TMOS. Get help writing your emails, reports, presentations, resumes, blogs today. Go to WordTune. That's WordTune.com/TMOS. We're glad to have them on board as a brand new sponsor. Welcome to WordTune.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is goes back to the 80s for me. Rapper DJ Biz Markie died Friday. He was 57 years old. No word on the cause of death, but last year he suffered a stroke and was hospitalized due to complications from that terrible type 2 diabetes. Yeah, I got my blood work this week. How you doing? You got it's such a great novelty act. And it was a novelty act.
Had the pleasure of interviewing him no less than 4 to 5 times. Probably 5.
Really? I didn't know you did multiple interviews with him. Tell me about
that. So nice. He would do a ton of local shows. And he just was someone that's so self-aware and not ashamed of like what they're famous for.
Right.
It's someone you love.
That's always nice. That's always nice.
You root for.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely true.
Just genuine.
His career never really reached that was just a friend, by the way. Never reached those heights again, but he kept performing as a rapper, DJ, and human beatbox. He collaborated with everyone from Beastie Boys, Will Smith, and the Wu-Tang Clan to Keisha, the Flaming Lips, and the Aquabats. He was, he just was unique. Just kind of unique and goofy and
nice
fun
guy.
And all that.
And not many songs as recognizable as that. I mean, you could go to anyone on the street and just go, you!
Mm. Oh, yeah, he had absolutely no voice, no ability to keep a tune, you know. Oh, baby, you! It was just fun. Yeah. I always laughed when and smiled when I heard it. Three people, I suppose you guys, this is in your backyard, so I have to bring it to the news today. Three people shot outside Nationals Park during Washington's game against San Diego on Saturday night.
Yeah.
This is not cool, but this is what's happening in America right now. It happened during the sixth inning when gunfire erupted between the occupants of two cars. There you go. Drive by. One of the people shot was a woman attending the game who was outside at the time. She suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Two men from one of the cars later admitted themselves to a local hospital where police questioned them. The gunshots caused a panic inside the stadium because people didn't know where they were coming from. Fans were ducking for cover. Oh my God!
Mike, I want to play something. Oscar sent this to me over the weekend. A guy put this on Twitter. He captured the PA announcer inside the park.
Imagine you're there with your fans.
And this is just horrifying.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Please remain calm. The incident has been reported to be outside the stadium. We want you to remain inside the stadium at this time.
People are panicking.
Yeah.
Yes.
We ask that you please remain off the field. There is no reason to go onto the field at this time. Please remain calm.
In the dugouts.
Remain inside the stadium. The incident has been reported to be outside the stadium.
What do you do? What do you do?
I don't know what I would do. I have no idea what I would do.
I don't even know, I hear it from the perspective of a PA announcer and what they're telling him to say and whether that's correct and how are they supposed to know.
Yeah, but do you do if you're there with your fan? I think I still go to the exit.
Boy, Oscar, I tell you one thing. I'm not going to listen to a PA announcer telling me to, remain calm. Fans were ducking for cover, running for the gates. Players ran off the field. Padres players Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado actually opened a gate, allowing fans to flee through their dugout. Nationals manager Dave Martinez said, quote, "I hope that the fans come back and that the fans understand. Hey, this happens everywhere. Unfortunately, the game was halted, but they finished it yesterday, the Saturday night game."
So wow.
It's just brutal. It's so, oh, God. And this is on the heels of the All-Star game where they busted that room full of people.
It could have been, yeah.
Yeah. It's going, look, it's our reality. It will not change ever. I don't ever think, I certainly don't think it's going to change in my lifetime. You can't do it. You can't have anything legislatively that will prevent this happening. We are just like we were in the 1860s. This is Tombstone, baby.
Yep.
Nothing will change. I don't know what to say. I'm not going to go on and on about it. Can't do that. What may be Michelangelo's thumbprint has been found on a small wax statue he created 500 years ago. What do you think of this, huh? Museum experts at London's Victoria and Albert Museum. They was royal family members, I think.
I thought they were the proprietors.
They found the mark pressed onto the dark red figurine, which was a sketch for a larger, unfinished marble sculpture. Oh, that Michelangelo. Never got anything done. titled A Slave. Oh, you can be more creative than that. Come on. The figurine depicting a naked figure with an arm across its face was part of the Renaissance master's preparations for Pope Julius II's elaborate tomb in Rome.
He was a great Pope, Julius II.
Hey, look, I got a thumbprint over here.
This is a little fishy for me, just briefly. The idea that they just found this makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to be that, you know, finally people can go back to museums.
Right.
They're creating something out of nothing. It's like somebody finding, be like, what could we re-release with a thumbprint?
You think it's a scam?
Scam.
I saw the curator of the museum with a candle and a match.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's safe to say that everyone spent more time at home throughout the pandemic than probably any other year of their lives. It might have been harder to get exercise, harder to be active, harder to eat healthy, blah, blah, blah. The question is, how often did you weigh yourself in quarantine? In a survey that was conducted at roughly the COVID-19 one-year mark, 16% of people claimed they didn't step on a scale at any time during the pandemic. What say you two?
Oh, my God. Are you on a regular basis? And I shame myself every time that digit went higher, and I continue to do so.
I got the doctor's thing and was doing it every day to weigh. Haven't weighed myself in months since then.
209 right now.
Probably,
sadly enough,
a few times during the quarantine. But standard joke when I got on the scale said, one at a time, please.
Don't you want to know?
No.
8% said they did at least once during the pandemic. 15% weighed themselves sometime in the past 6 months. 18% have done it in the last month. The most common answer was in the last couple of days. 23% of people. Yeah. So they did do it. On the flip
scales
side,
aren't that expensive, are they?
No. 2% of people. I tripped on mine over the weekend. I was so pissed.
Oh, no.
Well, I've got the little bathroom, you know, the little tiny midget bathroom that I have, or little people. On the flip side, 2% of people claim they have never weighed themselves.
That's
I've
a lie.
Ever
That's
weighed.
The ponies
well,
of the no, world. I believe
that. Yeah, Pony, have you ever weighed yourself?
No, only when I go to the doctor's office.
See?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the
That's
point?
Awesome. Every time the Olympics roll around, there are always stories. That's proper.
Yes.
About how randy the athletes get with each other. Well, now there's talk that Olympic officials in Tokyo are trying to curtail the naughtiness by making the athletes sleep on cardboard beds.
Why would they feel a need to curtail it? These kids worked their entire lives to get there. Let them screw.
Don't know. They were designed by a Japanese company called Airweave. The frames are made from cardboard, while the mattresses are made from plastic fibers. The idea is apparently the beds will be fine for one person, but if two or more people jump in the sack together, the beds will collapse. American distance runner Paul Chelimo joked about this on Twitter. Quote, we're moving from an era of Breaking Bad to Breaking Bed. That's funny. Those who pee on the bed are at risk here. Once the cardboard box is wet, the bed falls over. But another Olympian, Irish gymnast Riz McClanahan, posted a video saying that the beds are very sturdy. He even jumped on one to prove the no sex thing isn't true.
Yeah, have you ever put together like one of these monster boxes, like an Apple box, for example, if you got a computer?
Yeah.
You can't break that thing.
Yeah.
You get the right type of cardboard, you can make anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up on that furniture.
I was going to say, you can get it at IKEA if you want.
Yeah. By the way, most furniture is cardboard.
Yes.
Technically, that's what it is. Now a little something. On Saturday afternoon, a guy was wandering through a Bath and Body Works store. It was in Miami, of course.
That's Florida. Right?
Yes. Florida, right?
Yeah.
Well, he decided, he did what most Florida men do. He was going to steal some candles. He started shoving them into his bag, and when the people around him noticed, he executed a fairly extreme getaway plan. He started spraying everyone in the face with bear spray. And I mean everyone. Police say he sprayed 35 people.
Wow.
Including the store manager and more than a dozen staff members. God, that's a very well-staffed bed and bath. How many people are working there? Then he booked it out of the mall, hopped in a taxi, and drove off. At least one victim was hospitalized, but everyone should be okay. A police spokesperson said that when he's caught, he's looking at several armed robbery and aggravated battery charges, and that could end up being 30 to 35 felonies.
Wow.
Because the amount of people that he bear sprayed. Local police are asking for the public's health in the area. Public's help. Maybe I could go back. Maybe Sicky McSickerton could go back and read the last most f***ing important paragraph of the story. Fat, lard ass, dip. Hold on, let me get a little water.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Sippage.
Just a little. Wet the whistle, why not? As it were.
God damn. Be a pro.
No. I
get so mad at myself sometimes. Here we go.
All right.
Local police are asking for the public's health in the area. I said health again.
You did, yeah. I wasn't going to say anything.
Excuse me just a second.
Yeah,
of course. I got to chat with Mike, okay?
Okay.
Do you care about it anymore?
Yeah, of course I care about it.
No, do you really care about it? Yeah. Okay, let me just keep track of what we're doing today. Late for the show. I don't care if you have a watch that doesn't function. Be a pro. You want other people to be a pro? You be a pro.
Okay. I'll do better next time.
Yeah, I bet. How about you never have to have that conversation with me again?
All right, just give me another shot, and can I read the paragraph?
Yeah, read the paragraph. You've ruined the show already. Read the paragraph.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Local police are asking for the public's help in the area. They say to contact them immediately if anything smells really, really nice.
There it is.
See if I got right through.
There you go.
Yeah, nice hair, too. Pro. When we come back, I have the greatest invention of inventions, and I'm going to bring it in for show and tell. How long is your promo going to be? Just out of curiosity.
1 minute.
It's going to be
exactly one minute.
Perfect. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman, so this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango.
Thank you very much, Phil. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. The hot summer months are here, and we need to be proactive to keep our body fueled and hydrated. Rob is demonstrating it right now. That's the flagon that he drinks his Liquid IV out of.
This is my Podville Media Yeti mug.
Oh, look at that. It's
beautiful, but
ooh,
you know
I
what?
Want one.
More important than the mug is the contents. Because
we'll
it
one,
is delicious.
No worries.
One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. And it tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry, and lemon lime. It sounds like summer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it makes us feel great. And the taste can't be beat. What makes Liquid IV so effective? I have asked that question. I'm glad they put that this time in this informational message to you. Cellular transport technology. It's called CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, and it delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream super fast, plus Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And we thank you. Okay.
Is this the show and tell portion of the show?
This is the show and tell portion of the show.
I can't wait.
You were so excited. You were giddy pre-show about this because you said it's something very simple, but you wouldn't tell us what it was.
Well, I didn't do that because when something like this comes my way, a few things are at play. I think about how it affects me and that I get excited about something. Then the first thing I think
about... How does it affect me?
Well, when I get excited about something dumb or simple, like insanely simple, the first thing I think about is the show. I said, because I'm all excited about this, and I get home and I realize what a rube I am. And then I say, well... Not only am I going to appear to be a rube, but then it'll be the groundswell of people that already have it, that it's been around, and it depends. The thing I'm going to show you now could be have been here for 30 years.
Really?
I would have no, absolutely. I would have no idea whether
it
was.
The one clue you gave us is that you got it at a hardware store. Does it merit a guessing game of any sort?
No, I don't think so, because I'm just going to tell you what happened and the way it went down. So I get a Dirk Vastrick, the very generous Dirk Vastrick.
Dirk Vastrick.
DV.
Sends my son a drone, and the drone coming out of the box.
What brand?
I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Spicoli. I don't
DJI?
Know. No, it's Cohen.
I have no idea.
The Cohen
I have no
drone.
Idea.
Cohen
but drone. But the it's got Colin a place drone? For it's Cohen. Got a place for what a phone. Drone.
Okay, what? So for the camera.
What?
The camera for the phone.
Huh?
The camera for the phone is the phone.
Yeah.
It links.
Yeah, it's got
it
a
links.
Holder.
Yeah, yeah,
it's got
yeah,
a holder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's supposed to expand with a little spring in it. But the little hooky thing that's on it is the plastic's broken.
Did Dirk ask your son to fly the drone near his mother?
I'll take it into the bedroom now.
Yes.
This is an inside drone.
Steer it.
It's water resistant, so if it goes in the bathroom.
Was it broken when it arrived, or did somebody ham hand it?
Yeah.
You want the true answer?
The true answer.
Yeah, it was broken when it arrived.
Oh.
Maybe Dirk went to the dent and scratch bin.
Factory second drone.
Nice. Don't be. Mr. Vastrick got a nice call, as did Mr. Affleck. They both got calls from my son.
What broken toy did Tripp send? Kidding. That's just a joke. Tripp knows that.
Yeah, sure. And I go to get the super glue.
Perfect.
Two things happen at my little neighborhood hardware store. You know, it's a chain. But it's a hardware store.
And you,
it's
so, not yeah, a you big know, you box always store. Have to go out for super glue because once you open a super glue, it invariably seals itself
curtains.
Shut, right?
One would think.
Oh.
However.
Yes.
However, two things. I made two discoveries at my local Ace Hardware.
Yes.
Which way? And I think Ace Hardware stores are franchisees. I think they're good ones and bad ones.
Yeah.
I think. But by and large, I renovated an entire house down here with the one down here in San Carlos Park, Florida.
I remember this.
They're spectacular. They always have stuff. They have what you need, and they are a font of information about everything.
I remember
you
almost gave them the title of mind reader.
Yeah,
because
you love
they would you
spectacular.
Loved, they knew exactly what you were looking for all the time, always.
So Rob just brought up a great point. When you want something super glued, it's usually a coffee cup, a tiny little deal. It's not a big project.
Yeah.
And what's the problem? You open up a super glue can or a super glue tube and it hardens shut and you're all done.
It happened to me recently. I had to fix the antenna on my Tingler and the super glue was sealed shut and I had to go get new super glue.
Your Tingler?
Yeah, I have, you know, the
is that your, isn't that what Carrie calls,
it didn't.
Little Rob?
It didn't save the marriage. This is the, it's a statue of the creature from the William Castle movie. You know, the spine that escapes out of
I don't know.
You're talking to the wrong guy here.
Horror aficionados
would know. You're talking like everybody would know this. They're,
okay, well, you know William Castle.
There are
Castle.
Nine people in the world that would know this.
Okay, just give me 20 seconds. You know William Castle, the movie director that we make fun of at Halloween, right? The guy that says, do you believe in ghosts?
Yes,
that guy?
Yes, yes.
Well, he made a movie about a deaf lady that couldn't scream, and when she got frightened to death, her spine escaped out of her back and killed people, and that was called The Tingler, and I have a statue of it. Mm. The end.
So I go into the
Is
Ace
Pony
Hardware.
Laughing?
Yeah, because the Tingler sounds like the Marillade. You know,
it's weird. Not. It's not a Marillade at all. This wouldn't work. Yeah.
But Rob's point is that when you open up the tube, it hardens. So this packet had like 12 teeny tiny teeny tubes of super glue.
Sensational.
And super. It's a great product. Great product bought. Didn't even no hesitation. Well, that'll be great for this little thing. Problem is, when I glued it together and went back to it later, I glued the separation for the spring.
Yes.
And so I basically made it one size and it doesn't work.
You overfixed
it. But the drone works. And then,
good.
So I'm standing in the checkout aisle at the local Ace. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it might
your
happen.
Poor son.
But,
at any point during the procedure, was the drone stuck to your hand?
No. Well, my son was very concerned about it. He said, Dad, super glue can stay. There's a lady that put it in her hair. I said, yeah, I know, viral video.
Oh, that's
Even he's aware. So I'm standing in the checkout line with my super glues. And, you know, you do when you have things in checkout lines to be upsell people on their way out
they're
of
called,
the store.
Yes. Impulse purchase. Impulse buys.
Impulse purchase. You're looking around and sometimes you're engaged with this. Sometimes you go in and you only have like a little packet of super glue and you took all the effort to come down to the store and you're looking around and you're kind of actively doing it. I was doing that.
You
I
wanted
was
to buy something, yeah.
I probably wanted to buy something. So I glance down and I see something that I have to be honest with you will probably change my life. And I am so thrilled with this product.
There we go.
And I will debut it here. All right.
I'm excited.
This was on the bottom row. It was not a small item.
Right.
I give you, ladies and gentlemen, the Battery Daddy.
What? What is it?
This is the Battery Daddy.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
This is the Battery Daddy. I got all my batteries, and I put them in the Battery Daddy. Look at that.
That is
That's
great.
A Battery Daddy.
It's genius.
It is a closed plastic case with a clear lid.
Battery Daddy.
My mom has one of those.
With sized slots for all size batteries.
I knew someone would have one. I knew someone would have one.
A Battery Daddy, for those in the know,
yes,
will keep every single battery. I'm talking Devo, C, all the little guys, all the big guys, double A, everything.
Triple A?
Organized. Triple A, everything
what
organized.
What about a 9-volt?
So when your mom...
Got the 9 volts.
When
right
mom calls you and says, I need batteries, you just say, get the Battery Daddy.
That's fantastic.
Battery Daddy.
Or child.
Now, did it come, Mike, did it come stocked with batteries, or did you have to put your own?
No, you got to put your own batteries in it. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been $19, man.
You buy the plastic, and then you buy the battery.
That's
Battery
right.
Daddy.
I love that it has a clear top.
I have a question.
And you can't see it's plastic, but it had a big sign on it, but it says right there, if I can get it up.
That's
close.
Hundreds of dollars worth of batteries.
That is.
If you see it says Battery Daddy,
I have a follow-up.
Battery Daddy, right here, the Battery Daddy's in it.
It's got a voltage meter in it, too, to check your batteries for lifeless.
This new economy
lifelessness.
Has raised prices on a lot of things.
I need
things.
To check this battery for lifelessness.
Did you load up on batteries to fulfill your Battery Daddy? Or
no,
did you already
have
these?
I have. And Carla keeps putting it in the garage, and I say it's humid, and you're killing them.
You're killing
you
the batteries.
You are killing those double A's.
You got to keep it in the freezer.
I move it back. You got to keep them at room. You have to keep them at room temperature. You don't want to put them in the heat,
right?
Because they're going to go quicker in the heat.
Don't want to put them in the fireplace.
My mom keeps her daddy in the freezer.
The Battery Daddy.
Does she really?
Yeah. Is that an
urban legend. As a matter of fact, certain batteries lose effectiveness when they get too cold.
Oh,
because
no.
When I got my refrigerator freezer thermometer, I had to buy lithium batteries because the batteries ceased to be effective at 0 degrees.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
It said it in the book.
What do you know?
No, they're only ineffective at really low temperatures at the time that they're cold. When they warm up, they're fine. It's the same thing with like a car battery that doesn't start in the winter.
What about keeping your batteries in the freezer? Or is that... Something my mom's doing in a foreign exchange She heard it. She read it. She did it wrong.
Gentlemen, yeah, that's an old wives' tale.
Well, you know what? With all due respect to you and your brother, you know, with the information I've been given over the years, let me go right to the Oogle.
Okay,
thank you.
And see what's going on. Even though battery capacity at high temperatures is higher, battery life is shortened. Battery capacity is reduced by 50% at minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit.
See?
But battery life increases by about 60%. What does that mean, that sentence?
Do that sentence again. It lost
Even
me.
Though battery capacity at high temperatures is higher, battery life is shortened. Battery capacity is reduced by 50% at minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit, mm-hmm. but battery life increases by about 60%.
What would be the difference,
what's the difference
capacity?
Between life and capacity?
Exactly.
Capacity is how much power it stores at that moment, like on one charge,
thank
right?
You, thank
life
you,
is how long the battery lasts itself, like how long you can keep recharging it.
Let me put it in layman's terms. Are you a grower or a shower?
Thank you.
I don't think
we're
that
done
applies.
Talking about that. But it was the battery caddy. I have to take a break now.
Battery daddy.
That's a very battery daddy. Thank
the
you.
The daddy's
very much.
Great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It. The I'm caddy very is happy. The that's the knockoff. No one wants the battery caddy.
The interesting thing is I haven't figured out where to put it in the house, so I'm keeping it with me everywhere I go. We'll take a break. We'll come back.
I'm at a business
with,
meeting.
More fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Beach Boys.
Today in rock and roll a-hole history.
How did it come to this? Me, Murray Wilson, the father and manager of the Beach Boys, fired by my own flesh and blood.
The Beach Boys fire you right now. Now, you're fired.
Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? Watch your ooze. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh?
Two facts are irrefutable. Rob's digital audio dumpster vault is pure comedy gold. And Beach Boys patriarch Murray Wilson was a huge dick.
Made you and the Beach Boys. You'd be nothing without me.
You dick!
I'm a genius too, you know!
Listen to Rob's Pet Sounds every day on the Mike O'Mara Show and Murray Wilson.
Somebody had an agenda. That's what that promo was.
Yeah.
Somebody had an agenda. This summer we're seeing signs of a more normal life. Finally, we can get back to enjoying life's little pleasures, like smiling at your neighbor, seeing a movie, and going to the post office. Okay, some parts of normal life aren't so great, but with Stamps.com, you can skip trips to the post office and save on postage. With Stamps.com, you can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, right from your computer, then schedule a pickup or drop it off.
Don't. You can be... Oz, you can drop it off the
right
post office.
Right into your hands.
Yeah. Schedule a pickup.
Yeah, wait a minute. Elbow, there's nobody in the room.
Well, yeah. Why don't you take a moment to write a thank you note to that kid with the sore throat?
Any letter, any package, any class of mail, right from your computer. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. Simple. You get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. And with their switch and save feature, you can compare carriers to find the best rates every time. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us.
Just like us.
Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS, Stamps.com.
You know what, Mike?
Never go to the post office again.
I've been working with you for 29 years. I bet I could count on 10 fingers the amount of times I've heard you sneeze on the air. That was not.
He's
it's not
really
a common,
sick.
Yeah, it's not a common occurrence.
Hopefully not.
It's weird.
Delta
it's,
sick.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
No more Delta.
Does that really start as a cold? Does it really start as a cold? Doesn't it start really as a throat thing?
A lot of it comes in on in heavy rainstorms.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that. Speaking of vaccinations and COVID, I have to share this because my beautiful, wonderful babysitter has been with Michael. We figured it out since he was 17 months old.
Oh,
She refers to him as her other grandchild. And
that's
I
awesome.
Love that.
Speaks
and
volumes of you and Carla because most people just like they run through babysitters left and right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anybody else. When Carmen isn't available, we don't have a backup. We do not have a backup, and I don't think Carla's ever had any interest in having a backup. If we can't get Carmen, we don't have a babysitter, and we've pulled out of things because mm-hmm. that's just the way it goes. So she comes over with her real grandkids, who my son has known for years and years. They're about the same age. And she comes over, and we're talking about the Covey. And now, why are you chuckling? What are you chuckling about now?
I don't know. This just seemed like the setup for Arnold and the cleaning lady and their friends, but they kind of look like...
No.
He has a big head just like Mr. O'Mara.
No, it's not like that at all. Stop it. You monster. You incredible monster. What are you playing that for?
This is the suite of music from the classical selection Carmen.
Thank you. Turn it off, please.
I thought you might like a musical
idea. I have to tell you this. Okay. So listen to this idea.
Okay.
And I said I was going to talk about this on the show. I said, you gave me a great idea to discuss this. So we're talking about the fact that with this Delta variant mm-hmm. and, you know, a buddy of mine sent out an email about an NFL pool this year and, you know, started it with, hopefully the Delta variant won't screw up the NFL season this year. Everybody's talking about that. Yeah. Stock market crashed today because of the Delta variant.
Don't look at your portfolio.
Bloodbath today. And I have to tell you that this idea to me was fantastic. What are we at now? A little over 60% of people fully vaxxed mm-hmm. in America. You got the pockets of people that aren't getting vaccinated for a variety of reasons.
Still
Many of them, solid D.
D average.
Yeah. D average. Here's how you get people to get vaccinated. You tell people that in 1 month, you will no longer be able to get free vaccinations, that the price is going to go up to $500.
Wow. Brilliant. That is so smart.
Wasn't that a brilliant, simple idea? You get a toilet paper run on vaccinations mm-hmm. like we've never seen. Pow! We get 70%. We're set to go.
How did we not come up with this? What is the first rule of marketing? Create urgency.
I think that the idea of having lotteries and offering prizes, that Americans don't respond to that. Americans respond to hoarding things that other people, other people can't get them first.
Right.
All right.
That's so smart.
You'll hear that we're a great people on many, many different podcasts, many of them political. On this show, you will not hear that. We are a tad despicable. That's why we crawl over each other at a box store to grab toilet paper when there's absolutely no need for you to have it. So if you create that urgency, isn't it the first rule of sales too?
That's it.
Create urgency.
Right? I've said it for years. You know what? If anyone thinks we're not a despicable nation, look at the Black Friday footage from Walmart.
That's
what we are.
There's a big push. And I hear all the spots made because we're in D.C., where they don't want us to give the surplus of vaccines or even a fraction of them to other nations.
Right.
Certain political groups don't. I'm sitting here like, why not? Let's build some goodwill. People will take the vaccine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it. Give it to them.
And send them to Johnson & Johnson. But still.
No, let's build a bridge.
I say it again, and I've always believed.
We're not going to take it.
Historically, years when we are all worm food. Mm-hmm. Years and years and years down the road, this will be looked on as an idiocracy.
Of course.
We were morons. And if this thing comes back, we have only ourselves to blame. We really, really do. And it's just, do you remember does anybody remember how we felt when we found out that there was an actual vaccine mm-hmm. that worked?
Yeah.
Remember how thrilled, exciting, how we were, oh my God. And then suddenly, I talked to a guy at lunch today who I was having lunch with, said his brother-in-law and sister will not get the vaccine. I said, is it political? Yeah, it's political. They do it because it's stunning to me.
I don't really understand.
There is an attitude among certain political groups that kind of goes, oh man, did you hear that? People are worried. Yeah. You're vaccinated. People are worried about it on Wall Street and other places. Come on.
If you're still on the fence or have family members that do, feel free to send them a link to, there's probably 12 right now just circulating, of real stories of real people that were like-minded like you and didn't think the vaccine was important. And now they're losing a family member and begging the world to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens all the time. So I just thought that was great. You make you put a due date on it. You put a deadline on it. Hey, you're not going to be able to get it for free, Or even if you came out and lied to the people and said, we really don't have enough. There's not enough to go around.
Running out. Yeah,
you make it a limited edition and give them cute Pokemon names.
Certificate of authenticity with every shot. Yeah.
Yeah. This is no longer referred to as the Pfizer vaccine. It's the Pikachu vaccine. That's what we have now. We have to take a break. We will come back with Rob and his digital dumpster. And see who's at the bottom of it today.
You never know.
I don't know. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hello, this is Al Pacino, and I love talking to you. Hoo-ah! Do you like to talk? Maybe you want to talk to your favorite hosts. Well, say hello to my little friends. Get ready to get on Zoom and be a TMOS talking head. Just send your info to Rob at MikeOmerishow.com. Include a phone number! Do it now, before you lose your mind and go crazy. Just like me! Because this is something you'll want to remember. I'm Al Pacino, and I'm not sure where I am. Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah. Yeah, thank you, Al. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, I'll be really honest with you down here in West South Florida. I go out on my lanai now, and I walk by a absolutely wonderful piece of equipment that I have on my lanai. It's a solo stove, and it's stainless steel. And I walk by it now, and I look at it, and I'm like, I'll see you a few months down the road.
Yes.
Mm. Most of you in parts of the country that I'm speaking to right now, well, you can use yours every single summer night. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it. Cool, gentle breezes, symphonies of animals and insects, or the warming glow of a campfire. You can use your solo stove tonight. Day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. As we return to normal, it's a perfect time to gather around your solo stove with your loved ones. There's nothing better. Order now. You go from unboxing your solo stove to fireside fun in moments. I'm not kidding you. You take it out, put it on the ground, put the wood in, bingo, bango, fire time. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire, and it's easy to keep lit, even easier to clean. They're so confident that you'll love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and 30-day return policy. You got to get yourself a solo stove. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. Remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike. That's M-I-K-E. Remember that one. It's different than the normal one. M-I-K-E, Mike. Let's open up the digital dumpster and see who we've got in there right now. Oh, my goodness. Who is it?
I'm John, and I, too, play guitar. Sometimes I play the fool.
The late John Lennon is in our dumpster today.
Oh, wow. That's one of the real...
When did he die?
Shot in 1980, Oscar.
Okay. Did you really say that?
Too soon.
You're a monster.
Did he really die? You. Okay. Mike, right, you didn't mention it in the show, and you posted early because of the time difference. I think you really enjoyed watching the Open Championship, and it was won by Colin Morikawa.
He's about to become the first player to win two different majors in his first attempt. That, by the way, was to tie the lowest 72-hole total in major championship history. Didn't take long for Colin Morikawa to put his name on the claret jug, one for one at the Open.
He is...
No bogeys in the last 31 holes.
Going to be great for the sport. He is... I've talked about DJ and Brooks and some of the other PGA Tour guys. This kid...
The
is
poise.
So poised
his
and
speech.
So composed. Oh, it was great,
so
wasn't it?
Great. He had everybody sing happy birthday to his man. And
oh, my God.
Out.
It was all about others. It's
and
a
so real,
real guy. And
he's so his young. Girlfriend. That poor girl. She's going to be broken up with soon.
Oh, dear.
It's so wonderful to see a guy like that. I wish him. I'm rooting for him. I want him to be the next guy.
You said it was fun to watch him. You said it was fun.
He's spectacular.
He had personality.
Mm-hmm. He's got a great personality. He does not seem even remotely as self-involved as these other dicks.
Yeah.
That there's so many guys on the PGA Tour now, when you talk about Bryson DeChambeau, mm-hmm. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, that it's all me, and they're not all that smart, some of these guys. You know, they might call Bryson the scientist and all that, but at the same time, he doesn't get out of his own way.
Right.
And you get this kid... in this moment of triumph that has the poise of a 50-year-old and the confidence,
crack.
It's
like,
really
no.
He blew me off.
Awesome.
I've loved him since he won his first tournament, because I watched him and I said, man, this guy loved to hear the composure after, and I knew it was something to look forward to.
Cool.
And the Brits loved him. It's awesome.
Guy. I know.
Oscar.
You talking about him or you?
Yeah. Not me.
Hey. Okay, just a second.
Hey, right. You know, you might be somewhere, you might be connected.
I hope so.
Right?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. A lineage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gotta get his 23andMe.
Hey, cousin Colin, it's me, Oscar.
There you go. Fun.
Need to borrow some buckage. Mike, do you have any like Alexa devices around your house?
Yes.
Okay. Good news for you. This promo was released this weekend. You don't have to have Alexa's voice be Alexa now. Now it can be your buddy Shaquille O'Neal.
What can I do? Let me tell you. Drop the beat. Ask me for the weather, got the forecast on lock. And if you need a timer, I'll set the shot clock. Workouts and music, sports scores and plays. I'm like a skyscraper, got stories for days. I can switch on the lights like they're so enchanted. Recipe for Shaq and cheese? Wish granted. You want to hear me tell some jokes? You know I'm up for the task. Same as everything else, all you got to do is ask. Yo, Shaq rap, and you'll see what I can do. I'm Shaq. It's so nice to meet you.
So you can have Shaq be your personal assistant now.
I'll do whatever it takes to get it done tonight. I want that.
Done.
I want Shaq. Absolutely.
Now, my kids watch the show The Office the way I used to listen to the radio. I would put it on and have it on mm-hmm. the background. Robert will put like The Office on Netflix and it'll just let it roll. Oh, he loves it in the background.
Company.
And I didn't know this, that when Steve Carell left The Office, the first pick to replace him was prevented from taking the job. Do you know this story?
I don't.
No.
It was James Gandolfini. They offered him $4 million to be the new boss, but HBO didn't want to sully his reputation on The Sopranos with that sort of sitcom role. They gave him $3 million to not do it.
Oh, how, my God.
How funny would it have been?
It would have been great.
Choosing Gandolfini as a comic replacement so different than Steve Carell would have been a big deal. I think it would have been hysterically funny, but obviously HBO didn't want
They did
to
not
do
want
it.
To do it. So here's Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher, and Bobby Shripa, I guess is how you say his name, talking about
Shripa,
forgive me. This is talking about that situation.
You know, they talked about having Gandolfini at one point.
Before James Spader and after Carell, they offered Jim
Spader,
I want to say $4 million to play him for the season, and HBO paid him $3 million not to do it. That's a fact.
So he had to take a small pay cut.
Is this while The Sopranos was going on?
I think it had to be after.
Had to be after. They're probably making so much on DVDs and sales. Jesus.
I seriously think this is an opportunity you should take, T. This could be Dunder Mifflin. Dunder Mifflin could be a good.
I don't want to go in there. You know, away with those people. You're telling me I got to go down and talk to Dwight Schrute? Dwight effing Schrute? Seriously? I got to have a sit down with Dwight Schrute? Get out of here.
Tony, did you know that the photocopier, the tray of paper, is empty?
Oh, God, it's always empty. Break a couple of legs, it'll be full.
So,
the whole tray?
That's what I wanted.
Sorry, I'm a little under the weather, Rob. Took me a couple of beats.
We got there. It's all good.
One of those days.
It's fine. Never better. Luke Bryan's so excited to be back on the road.
There's been so much anticipation that we've moved tour dates around, and we waited for this moment where we can all get back out on the road, the band, the crew, the bus drivers, the truck drivers, the catering people. But then when we stand in front of those crowds and we physically see the people out there having fun, nothing is more special than that. And
remember, when you physically see it, duh.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Your level of obsession that kind of feeds on itself. Yeah. With him.
Yeah.
Where does it, like your wife makes you
role playing as him.
No, it's not so much that. It's that he's enjoyed so much success from what I see from a limited paint set of talent. I just don't see that he merits what he gets.
Okay.
And so I think it must be pointed out.
You never let go. You're like a pit bull, man. You get on that arm and
yeah, yeah. I also I'm like Pitbull the rapper.
Yes.
So sometimes people maybe overestimate their importance. Sometimes at home, sometimes at the office.
Mm.
A lady accidentally wore the same shirt twice to a Zoom meeting. And she said, I bet someone will No, no one noticed. So she wore the same shirt.
Wait, start again. What?
She accidentally wore the same shirt to two consecutive Zoom meetings on consecutive days. And she thought someone was going to call her on it, and no one noticed. So she thought as a joke it would be funny to do it 264 days in a row. Do you think she matters? Maybe not, because...
Wouldn't it be funny if I wore this shirt again? That'd be a funny joke and everyone would say something and no one said anything. And then I thought, well, I'm going to keep doing this until someone notices. And no one ever noticed. 264 meetings. I had some real ups and downs. Like, this is really funny. And I'd be like, oh, I'm still wearing this. And then
can you stop it
again
for a second?
Like,
yeah, as we're listening to her. Can I... Perhaps what she's unaware of in our wonderful society that we live in nowadays, that perhaps everyone noticed they were simply being polite.
Could be.
Also,
right? Does she say anything about that? No.
Isn't HR a big, like, if someone smells at work, you got to go through five hoops to let them know.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, DJ days, we just send them into the GM's office, you know? I'm sorry, the studio smells like poopy crotch.
So, by the way, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've been wearing this shirt to every video meeting that we've had since last April, and they had no idea. They were like, that shirt? I was like, yes, the shirt that I'm wearing right now. Yes.
Duh. She works for Mensa. And Mike,
there you go. I would love someone to say, yeah, I noticed.
Yeah,
I
we all noticed.
The second day.
Didn't want to say anything. Thought it was
we
weird.
We thought you may be having some tough times. Yeah. You were just being kind.
We all noticed, and we all hate you. We voted. Hold it. No, I've got one more tape. This is the one I'm saving this for you, Mike.
Yes.
This was viral over the weekend in Kansas. There is a Frito-Lay factory. And a man and his team, they're going out on strike because they're being mishandled by the Frito-Lay people. They asked him why he is striking.
I'm hot, I'm tired, I'm mad. They got us working 84 hours a week in this thing. Do it look like my shoes can hold my fat ass for 84 hours? Ah. That's what I'm saying. The thing about it, they got the little mascots on the thing, like Chester Cheeto. He ain't got to worry about this type of shit. He just get on his motorcycle and he gone. I can't afford a motorcycle with the pay they give me up in here. I got child support coming out my check. I got the food stamps about to get cut off. And what's a little handsome man with a Steve Harvey mustache on the Pringles can? The Pringles man and the little boy with the dog on the Cracker Jacks box. You ain't never seen them frowning, did you? Now, the only thing Frito can do is kiss my ass, because now I'm about to go, except my Frito Lays. I'm about to go be lazy. You hear me? I'm about to go lay the f*** down, because I ain't doing this no more. I'm about to go see if they hiding down there at Lowe's. And y'all don't really give a damn about my story. Y'all can get the camera on my face. Y'all just want to get y'all's story. That's what y'all want to do.
So he's upset.
Yeah.
I think
a lot
he might
people
have.
Quitting their jobs and making it public.
It's really a tough time to be an employer right now, I think. Oh. You know, that's the way.
I think he has a chip on his shoulder.
That was good. I like that. That's a good way to end the show.
That's your digital dumpster. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Michael William O'Meara,
happy birthday.
Love you. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show every Monday. I'll tell you all about redeeming a gaming gift card. We'll talk about the Anthony Bourdain documentary. That's pretty interesting stuff. And a lot more fun and thrills. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
That's all.
Do you spend your days rushing to the nearest bathroom?
Oh, good for you!